Good morning, everyone. Welcome to my show. You're listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. A good and bustling morning it has been. I have been doing all kinds of things this morning. I actually woke up bright and early because I went to bed bright and early. It's amazing what a little sleep can do for you. I actually think I got about 8 hours, maybe a little less, maybe like 7 hours of sleep. But who knows? Nowadays, if I get anything over like 7 hours, I'm really pleased. I prefer to have like 8 or 9. That's optimal for me. But honestly, whatever I got last night was good. There's been a whole lot of noise outside, so I just like retreated to my bathroom again, which is where I am right now with all of you. And my fan is going. It is hot as hell in here, but I do not care because the heat is better than the noise. And that is where I am right now. So I am happy to be here with all of you, and I'm happy to have all of you here with me. So if you want to join me here in the Facebook chat, where I would love to have you join, because that way you can ask me questions, and then we can discuss things. So how you get over to the Facebook chat is go to your computer or device and do what I'm doing right now, which is finding my way to 12radio.com. And that will take you over into the 12radio website page first, where you will see some options on the left side. One of them is chat. And so once you hit chat, that will take you right into the Facebook page. And you can join the group if you've never been here before. You will be welcomed in. And then you can scroll down the page. If you've been here, you know the drill. Scroll down the page, look for my banner. It says Lori the Love Sherpa. And you can make comments or ask questions. And I see Rob in the chat right now. Hey, Rob. I'm glad you're here. I was going to say a jack of all trades. That's not entirely true. But I do have a few really compelling interests. Let's put it that way. And I'm well-versed in a few things. I'm a certified spiritual psychology practitioner. So you can feel free to ask me questions that, involve your life issues or anything you would like that's bothering you or disturbing your peace. I would love to hear what's going on with you. I would love to, any comments you want to make that tell me what's going on for you right now. If I can help you in any way, I would love to do that. I know a bit about a few things, so it's kind of a wide scope. I tend to love to discuss things having to do with spirituality, sexuality, sensuality, health. Oh my goodness, all kinds of things. But my favorite thing is to use my abilities as a guide, a natural guide, to help you through any stressing or challenging situations you might be dealing with. And I would love it if you would ask me questions in the chat. That helps me. It helps me help you, and it also can help other people. So that's what we're here for. We're here to help each other and get some answers and hopefully spread some good energy and learn something new, perhaps. That's one of the things I love to do. I love to learn new things and teach people things and all the things. So come on in, join the Facebook chat, and if you have something you would like me to talk about, share it. I would love to hear your thoughts. Okay, let me go and refresh the chat. Because I know some of you just, you sort of take your time and you wander on in, and that's totally fine with me. So that's why I keep checking. All right. Hey, Jean. Okay. Okay, Jean is saying, hi, Lori. Any guidance from source? I'm looking to sell the family house. My brother's adult children. Excuse me, one second. Okay. Looking to sell the family house. Brother, your brother's adult children are up in arms, but not willing to buy. Fun. Very fun when family does that, right? The elderly dog has been sick, but getting better. Okay. Yes, Rob. I am very multifaceted. You have no idea. But if you ask me questions, I can happily answer. Okay, Jean. So let's see. I'm going to feel into you, Jean, just for a moment, okay? And I'm also going to pull a card for you. So you're looking to sell the family house. Now, is this your house or is this your parents' house? I'm guessing it's the parents because it's your family house. You and your brother's adult children? Well, the adult children can be up in arms all they want, but if they're not willing to, like, buy the place themselves, then they really have nothing to say about it. You know, put your money where your mouth is, people. That's what I'm getting, honestly. The adult children, yeah, they might not like it, but it's not their house. They really don't have a say in the matter. So whoever has rights to the house has rights to sell the house. It's as simple as that. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but that seems to make sense, right? I'm glad the dog has been getting better. Definitely, I'm sure you've taken it to the vet. And if you have not, I suggest doing that. Because you never know. I feel like with the dog, there's more than one issue going on. So you might, if you haven't already, I would definitely have the dog looked at by a good vet. But I feel like whatever is going on is, you know, is manageable, and at least for the moment, because it's an elderly dog. Obviously, we don't live forever. Nobody lives forever. But I feel like, you know, the dog's still got some good life in her, and you know, she's probably going to be here for a little while, and she's just having a few problems that can be managed. Maybe she might need medication or something. Not exactly sure what the problems are, but you know. As time passes, sometimes we need a little more attention, and dogs are no exception. So I know for myself, I need a little more attention now than I did when I was 18. And frankly, I still don't consider myself elderly or anything like that, like you're saying, your elderly dog. Excuse me. But you know what? We just need to take better care of ourselves, and that includes our pets. As time passes. So, but yeah, let me pull a card for you and see what Spirit also has to say through the cards. Because I love the tools. I love my intuition, first and foremost. But I also love the cards because the cards can speak very loudly sometimes. Oh, that was a good shuffle. And there's a card right here. Okay. So. It's the angel of joyfulness, Jean. Something wondrous and magical is about to happen. And I also want to say that when you're involved in situations like this, oftentimes it's best if you can just like let go and let God for a minute or two and just kind of like wait and see what happens. Because if you don't have to do anything urgently, sometimes it's better to just give it a minute and really see what happens, because God, you know, Spirit will step in and often show you the right course of action. And that's the easiest way to do things. Like, you really don't want to force anything. You know, if you have an idea to sell and you want to sell, great. And, you know, other people are always going to have their comments and their opinions. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to listen. You might want to consider, but ultimately, if the decision is yours to make, then it's yours to make. Okay, so let's see what the Angel of Joyfulness has to say for you. Okay. This is a time to be joyful. Celebrate and appreciate all that you have achieved to date. And I feel like we just pulled this card last week, or in the last couple weeks. Excuse me, my throat. Okay. Look back on your life and give thanks for all your experiences. Even the setbacks that you have experienced in recent times have served you in some way. Something wonderful and magical is about to emerge as a result of a recent contact or experience that seemed rather meaningless at the time. I wonder if someone has expressed interest in buying your house, or if they haven't yet, I feel like they're going to. I feel like you're going to mention it to somebody and they're going to be like, oh, and they're going to be interested. So that could happen too. Okay. The Angel of Joyfulness is here to tell you that you deserve to be and have all that your heart truly desires, and that your life is on the verge of a wondrous transformation. You deserve joy and happiness, for you are a blessed child of the universe. Joyfulness is a state of appreciation and love for the self and for all of life. Yet so often we are conditioned not to accept joy in our lives. Close your eyes right now and tell yourself that you deserve to be joyful and that you accept joy into your life from this moment on, regardless of the circumstances you find yourself in. And Jean, I also want to say that I believe and know for a fact that no matter what's happening outside of us, there's always that place of peace inside of us where we can retreat to. Like I was saying about, you know, retreating to my bathroom, the place of peace where there's no noise and disruption. But you have that inside you, and that's your inner self. That's your place where spirit, I want to say spirit resides, you know, spirit, we are spiritual beings after all, right? And that's the larger part of us. So whenever things get kind of crazy, you know, you can always go to that place of peace inside you where you know your higher self is. It's always there, no matter what's happening outside of you. And also, if things are happening outside of you by chance that are, you know, upsetting and disturbing your peace, as, you know, they are wont to do sometimes, you also want to remember that your outer circumstances are reflecting the way you feel inside. Because all we ever do to the world around us is project what's inside us. And that's what we end up seeing outside of us. So, and I'm not blaming you for anything or blaming anyone. It's not a matter of blame. It's just energy. It's energy that, if you're aware of it, you can shift it. And the way you shift it is by going to that place of peace inside you and allowing spirit to step in and move the energy around and shift things for you. It's not really like you have to do anything. Our consciousness is very high naturally. Our consciousness would be like off the charts naturally if we didn't find ways of tamping it down by like focusing on what we don't want, and, you know, focusing on the negative stuff. Our consciousness will rise automatically if we simply focus on that place of peace inside us, on spirit, you know, on God, on remembering who we really are. Our consciousness has no problem. It's like a cork. That if you try and hold a cork underwater, but if you let go, it pops right back up to the surface. that's how our consciousness works. Our consciousness wants to rise. So let it. Let go. Honestly. It's the best way of doing it. Letting go, letting God. It's the best way I know. And I remind myself all the time to do this. And I was discussing this with my best friend the other day, yesterday, who may actually be in the chat right now. Who knows? But she and I were discussing how it's so easy to get mired down in the shit, honestly, of life, because, you know, we're all navigating things. Instead of saying, hey, you know, what am I navigating that, you know, might be bringing down my consciousness? Let me let that go. Let me let spirit take care of that. Because it's just too hard otherwise. You know, we can't do it by ourselves. Our humans aren't here for that. Our humans are here to learn lessons, yes. But we're also here to remember that we're not just human. There's a beautiful, infinite spirit that makes up every single one of us. And that's the larger part of who we are, as Abraham of Abraham Hicks always says. That is the larger part of you. The human body is a very small, dense part of you. And it matters a lot, obviously. Marian Williamson says, it's we have to take care of our human body, obviously, because that's what we have right now to hold us up and to take us through this human experience. It's like a fine suit of clothes. You want to take good care of it. But it's not the larger part of who we are. Who we are is actually spirit. And that's why energy is so important. Because energy really is everything, and it creates the world we see around us. And if you see negative things, there's probably some sort of a wobble going on in your life, which is creating a not so optimal experience for you outwardly. And also, it can be a mixture of things. It can be that, and it can be like a limiting belief that you might not even know you have. It can also be like a lesson that you asked to learn before you incarnated into this physical body. If you ask to learn about strife or abandonment or pain or anything, you know, if you asked to learn that as a soul, then you're going to encounter some experiences which seem pretty negative as a human. But that's sometimes part of what you came here to learn. And the way that you want to learn it is through allowing and not resisting. That's how we learn, and that's how we get through things most easily. And sometimes that can be challenging because, again, we're in a human body, and who the hell wants to feel pain, right? Nobody, I really don't think. But that's all the more reason why you do your best to focus on spirit and that place of peace inside you, because it is always there no matter what you're going through on the outside. And you do your best, and you practice gratitude for the good things that you have, because that will create more of them. So let me go back to the Facebook chat. And I don't mean to make this sound all airy-fairy, believe me. I get it. You know, some things are really hard. When I was dealing with pain in my body years ago, that was not easy. So I know. And my God, am I grateful today that that affliction was taken away from me and healed. Because I did what I needed to do. I was like, okay, this is what I'm dealing with. I may not like it, but I'm going to take the meds, and I'm going to say the prayers, and I'm going to trust, which I did a lot of, that spirit is going to take care of me, and spirit knows best. So I'm going to deal with this. I know that this is going to be resolved somehow. And I believed that with all of my heart and all of my soul, because I just knew that I was not meant for that. And I'm good now. Thank God. If you had seen me then, you know, you might not have even really known, because it wasn't something that you could automatically see. And a lot of us probably live lives like that. We live in some sort of discomfort or pain that most people can't even see, so they don't know. And nobody knows what you're going through. And it can be hard. And that's the way I got through it, and that's the way I'm going to say is the best way to get through it. All those things. Trusting in spirit. Non-resistance. Just acceptance of what is, and doing what you can to feel better, and being grateful for what it is that you do have. And of course, there are many other tools too, but those are my favorites, honestly. I really love letting go and letting God. I love that, because I've had enough things happen to me in my life where I have had no choice but to surrender and to trust that spirit knows better than I do, and I can trust spirit in this, in everything. And I've seen these times in my life shift so beautifully, you know, sometimes really fast, sometimes it took a while, it depended on what it was, but there was always a shift, always, every single freaking time. And it's happened to me enough to the point where I know I can trust spirit now. I know it. So if you haven't gotten to that point yet, borrow my belief, like Bob Proctor used to say. Borrow my belief, because I know. I know that this works. And if you know anything about human design, you will know that I am a 3-3-5 profile line. And the 3 means that I do things by trial and error. And then when I learn, I have to teach people about it. That's sort of my mission, one of them. So that's what I'm doing here. I want everyone to know that this is the way it works. And I only preach to the choir, honestly, because there are people who are not meant to hear what I'm saying and will not believe what I'm saying, and that's okay. I let them, you know, go on their merry way and believe what they want. It's not my place to, like, convert people to my way of thinking. It's not, but I am sharing information. And the reason it's not for me to try and convince people is because, one, I give everyone the dignity of their process, even if it's different than mine, which it often is, and they're not going to hear me. If I give my guidance, which is fucking valuable, frankly, and they're not listening, that's fine. Then I'm going to stop talking. I'm not going to waste my breath, my valuable guidance as a projector, on someone who doesn't want to hear it, and that's fine. Totally fine. I have no animosity about that. I really don't. There's no bitterness. It's just something I know. And I'm good with that. It's like, if it's not going to land for you, then I'm not going to force it on you. That's okay. Because I allow and I accept and I don't resist. And there are plenty of people who are drawn to what I'm offering and know that it's valuable for them. And those are the people that I will advise and will help. And it's my pleasure to do so. You know, whether you're a friend, whether you're a client, whether you're just somebody I, like, am talking to in the grocery store, whatever. If I get a hit and I know that you're open to it, I might share it with you. You know, if it feels resonant for me to share. So So that is why I invite you. That's one of the reasons I invite you to share your questions with me in the Facebook chat. Because I want to say I kind of know what I'm doing. and I'm owning that more and more because I'm realizing how true it really is. Sorry about the noise outside. This is about, I think, the quietest place in my apartment right now. I should probably just go in my car. Probably quieter there. So if I ever do a show and I tell you I'm broadcasting from my car, you'll know why. It's just too noisy here. Monday morning is like the worst, I swear. I don't know why. They just can't get their shit together out there. Okay, so let me go back to the Facebook chat because I really want to connect with all of you. All right. Here we go. And I can tell you're all listening intently because there are very few comments. That's how I can always tell. I can always tell if you're listening or not. No, I'm teasing, but I can actually tell. All right. Okay. Yeah, and Jean says, it's your house, but the grand's owned. Does that mean grandkids? Okay. Yeah, like I said, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not exactly sure how that all works, but it seems to me, you know, common sense would dictate whatever's going to happen, you know, has to make sense. So either people are offering valuable input or they aren't giving you any help. And I'm kind of the mind that if you're not offering anything valuable, then stay out of it, honestly. That's what I'm feeling. Okay. Hey, Patricia. Good to see you here. Ryan. Hey, Ryan. It's good to see you. Whoops. Where are we here? My thumbs are not that big, but they hit the wrong buttons all the time. Okay. I'm glad you're here, Ryan. Oh boy, Facebook has really changed a few things. They changed the liking system. Oh, weird. That is really weird. Now I have to go through a big rigmarole to like your comments. Could they make it any harder? It's like, oh my God. This is the first time I've seen it since last week. And, well, I've seen it in between. This is the first time I've seen our particular page. And it's just more confusing than usual. All right. Okay, Ryan says, hi, Lori. I'm a fairly neutral person when it comes to political and social issues. But it seems like we as a society are interacting with increased hostility and less willingness to listen, communicate, and work together. Does Spirit have any advice on how to resolve and deal with this divide? Oh, yes. Absolutely. And so do I. Hey, Quelly, I just want to say hi to everybody. I see you there, Quelly. Monday blessings to you, too. And Job. Hey, Job. Good to have you here. Okay, Ryan. So, as I was saying earlier, everything that's happening outside of us is quite influenced by what's happening inside of us. And we can see things and be very neutral, which is actually the best way to be, and have them not affect us. So whatever's going on outside of you doesn't mean you created everything. It just means that you're seeing it. So it's somewhere in your consciousness, and it could be like I said before, like some sort of limiting belief, or it could just be showing you something that you don't want. Right. And as long as you're not pushing against it, you're fine. It won't come back and bite you in the ass. But if you see something you don't like on the outside and you resist it and you fight against it, and you yell and scream and get angry about it. And basically, that's resistance. And if you do that, it gets worse. You get more of what you don't want. Because that's how it works. Whatever you focus on increases. And that's why so much of that seems to be happening lately. The best thing you can do is what you're doing. Be neutral. Go inside. Focus on you. Work out your stuff. And be non-resistant. And say, hey, I see this stuff all happening. I see these, you know, literal and figurative fires, you know, all around. And I am just going to trust that spirit knows what's going on and spirit has everything under control. And I'm going to be proactive if I am inspired to, if there's a way to do it, in a peaceful, constructive manner. Because pushing against is, again, resistance, and that never works. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing a lot of pushing against. And that really is yucky. And it just makes it worse, right? So removing your attention is really important. Like looking at, Abraham always says this, look at something, you know, you could see it, and then take your attention away. Because if you focus on something for a while, it's going to start increasing the energy, and it's going to start showing up in your life more. This is why I try not to focus on things that I don't want for very long. Like 16 seconds is the most. Not even that long. If you focus on something for 16 seconds or longer, you're basically calling it into your experience, according to Abraham. And I love Abraham Hicks. It doesn't mean you can't think about things or, you know, see something happening that you don't want. It just means, like I said, don't overly focus on it. So the problem is people are overly focusing on what's happening in the world today. Like they're watching the news, which is full of crap anyway, and a bunch of lies. So I just want to say that. The best thing you could do is honestly not even bother watching that kind of news. Mainstream news is the worst thing to watch nowadays. It just is. They will tell you what they want you to hear and nothing else. And I'm sure you've noticed that there's rarely very good news. They focus on the bad. And then some people wonder why we're just getting more bad things happening in the world. Well, if more people would stop focusing on them, it would help everybody. So you, as an individual, all of us, not just you, Ryan, but everyone, as individuals need to take our attention away from the negativity, okay? Go inside and do our inner work. Get rid of any limiting beliefs. Get rid of the idea that you have to be in fear of anything or anyone, because you don't. And all you have to do is use some of the tools that I have mentioned here. Persist in focusing only on who you really are, spirit. And focus on the fact that you are a blessed child of God. And let spirit guide your life. Don't let the outside world run your life, because they will if you let them. But this is the best thing we can do for the whole world, is be the loving presence, be the presence of peace. As I learned in USM, the University of Santa Monica, always be the presence of love, always, in whatever way, shape, or form that takes. Sometimes that form, that can take the form of, it can take, oh God, myriad forms. Sometimes it can take the form of standing up for what you believe in a constructive way. Sometimes it can take the form of prayer. But it's always loving. It never comes from a place of fear. Okay? Anything you do, let it come from that place of love. Anything you do. And even if it's a, you know, even if you have to put somebody in their place because they're not coming correct with you, that is a very loving action to do on your part for yourself. Because if someone is treating you in a way that isn't fair or isn't right or isn't nice, you can lovingly set them straight. Because that's respectful of yourself. And honestly, it will teach them that this is not the way to be. You know, that they have to either come to you respectfully or not come to you at all. That's a boundary. Setting boundaries is a very loving thing to do. Even though people don't think of it that way sometimes. But setting a good boundary with someone who's treating you improperly is one of the most important ways that you can show your love. Love for yourself is especially important. Because if you don't love yourself, how can you love anybody else? How can you really love anybody else? It might look on the outside like you do. It might feel like you do. But honestly, if you don't truly love yourself, the love you have for other people is always going to be peppered with fear, with need, with clinging, with attachment. And this is a very high spiritual ability to be able to love without attachment. It's really high. Not many humans can do it. So if you can't, don't beat yourself up. But that's what I'm working toward. That's what I'm trying to get really good at. I want to be able to love everybody without being attached. And that's a larger conversation. But as for your question, Ryan, I hope I'm answering some of it at least. Yeah, it's good to be neutral. That's the best place to be. Neutrality rocks, honestly. It does. If you can be neutral in the midst of conflict and negativity, you're in the perfect place. You really are. Kelly Whetstone talks about that on her show a lot. She talks about neutrality. And I love the way she teaches. Her show is on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. If you've never heard her, I highly recommend listening to her. As well as a lot of the other hosts who have radio shows here. But Kelly in particular talks about neutrality. And that's the point I'm making right now. And she expresses it very, very well and very clearly. So to be neutral is to be in a place of non-resistance. That's all it is. It's a place of love. It's not a place of fear. It's that simple. I mean, it's simple. It's not always easy, but it's simple. And yeah, a lot of people right now, they're just crazed. I notice it when I drive, especially. People are just hostile. And they feel like they just have no love for anyone, not even themselves. Because, like I just said, if you're feeling this way, you're not being loving to anybody, including yourself. If you're acting, not you, but if anyone is acting in a non-loving way towards another person, that's a place inside you that needs healing. That's a place where you're not loving yourself. And I'm going to say this until the cows come home. And it's not blame. Don't take it as blame. But we have to take responsibility for pretty much everything that happens in our lives. And I almost hate saying it because, like, it confronts me. You know, I get confronted by that too sometimes. But I can't deny it. I can't, because I know that this is the way it is. And if I just say, okay, you know, this is really a messed up situation, but let me just be neutral about it, as neutral as possible. Let me just accept it. And I'm going to focus on being the loving presence. When I do that, everything shifts. My life gets better. I'm not as affected by the other stuff that's going on in the world. And I know, because that's what I did during COVID. Like, everybody, first, I resisted big time. I mean, huge. I was one of the biggest resistors. I didn't like what was happening. I did not like it one bit. And I resisted and resisted and resisted, and it just made it worse. So finally, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I surrendered, and everything got better for me in my life. There were things still going on where, you know, there were restrictions here and there, but I wasn't affected by any of it once I surrendered. Before that, I was affected by all of it, or a lot of it. But once I was like, all right, well, let me just worry about myself and do my thing and love God, be the loving presence to other people, because everyone else is only a reflection of us. So why would I be mean to someone else? Why? If that other person is simply, you know, mirroring something about me. I'm going to be the loving presence. And that's going to make things better. And it always has. So if everybody could just get their shit together, I'm sorry, I know I'm cursing a lot today. It's kind of like a loving rant. If everybody could just realize that we are really all in this together, because you are a part of me, I am a part of you. We really are all one. And if they could just realize that, despite how it looks, all really is well, everything really would show that evidence that it really is well. But if we can't all do that, which obviously we're not all doing that, I mean, the people who are listening to me right now probably are, as much as possible, you know. But there are people out there who know nothing about God, know nothing about anything of what I'm speaking, and they just don't know, or for whatever reason, are not following spiritual principles. And they're having a hard time. And so that's an energy that can be helped by all of our loving energy. If we do our work, if I do my work on me, it's going to help the world. And that's honestly the thing that you can do the best, Ryan. Because the more negativity we're encountering, the more love we have to give out. And the more love we have to hold onto ourselves. The more we have to take care of ourselves and the people we love and the people we know who are in our circle. And if somebody doesn't want to listen, I don't force that on them. If somebody is really in that place where they're not communicative, they don't want to work together, they don't want to hear it, they're just not having it, then that's their journey. And we have to give them that. Because we have to respect every single individual's journey, even though we are all connected. And you would love to just hit them over the head with this stuff. I know I would. You know, I really sometimes just want to shake people and tell them there is a better way than what you're doing. But I can't do that because I have done that and it's not worked very well for anyone. So I stopped doing that. Everybody gets to have their life the way they want it, you know, the way they're dealing with it. And you do you. You focus on you. You help other people when other people are open to being helped. You as a manifestor, you know, You start the good things when you're ready to start the good things, and you let people know what you're doing when it's important, when they need to know. You know, that's the manifestor way. The rest of us, and manifestors too. I'm talking to everyone, not just certain people, but everyone really just needs to focus on themselves for the most part. That's, you are the basis of everything in your life. And you are the one who is going to create the life that you want and the life that you're living. And sometimes if we focus on too much negativity, we create the life we don't want. Because we have the power to do that too. So let me go back to the Facebook chat. I hope that helps, Ryan. I know I said a lot. But really it boils down to non-resistance. It does boil down to just letting spirit lead. Let spirit guide your life. That's the best way to do it. And not resisting and just allowing, you know, things to be the way they are and helping when you can. And just being the presence of love. Going out into the world and walking like God sent you is kind of the way I like to move. It's very much the way I like to move. And this helps everyone, because that is energy that they will feel, whether they know it or not. And that's one of the most helpful things you can do, because when I go out and I just, you know, shine my light brightly, energetically, everybody notices. I've talked about this before. People offer me free things. Like, I get so much free stuff when I'm doing that. People offer me things. People give me money. People smile at me. People talk to me. I get bombarded with literal gifts from the universe that I was maybe not expecting, you know, surprises that are wonderful, lovely conversations, which I value so much with people I love. I get downloads of information from spirit that I wasn't expecting, but am very grateful for, because it clears things up for me sometimes when I'm, you know, in the mystery of an issue or something like that. You know, I'll just get a bloop download from spirit telling me what's going on. And I'm like, oh God, thank you for that. That was the piece I needed, right? Or somebody will say something. Psychic Cat is really good at that. Psychic Cat, who came on just before me. She's really good at that. She can say like one or two things and it'll be like, oh my God, that's such a relief. So if you've never spoken to her personally, I highly recommend it. But yeah, she's wonderful. I adore her. So let me see what we have going on here in the chat. Okay. Okay, good, Ryan. He says, thanks, Lori. Great answer. Thank you. You're so welcome. Yeah, that feels good. All right. All right. Joni, hey. She says, good to hear you today. I'll be at last half, enjoying your message. I don't know if I'm going to have time for a card, but I'll pull one if I have a minute. If not, I will definitely pull it after. She wants a card. Okay, Rob says, sort of off topic from the discussion so far, but I recently took your advice about letting go and applied it to a part of the developing personal relationship that definitely was, at the time, outside my comfort zone. But I went with the moment. It turned out to be a very positive experience. Excellent. I'm happy to hear that. He goes on to say, it may not be a regular thing with me, but now I know it is there and I'm good with it. definitely a positive enough of an experience to trust in letting go when I'm overly hesitant about something. There you go. I'm so proud of you. That makes me really happy, Rob. It really does. See, it does work. These are not empty words, I swear. I'm so glad it worked for you. I'm so happy to hear that. So let me pull Joni's card really quickly. I'm going to pull a card real fast for you, Joni. We have like a minute left. And I don't want to piss off Serena because she's great and her show's coming up next. So stay tuned for her. But the card I have for you is this one right here. It's the goddess of oneness. Someone you love is thinking fondly of you at the moment. Oh, that's really nice, Joni. I love that. The goddess of oneness. Remember that love is not restricted by time or space, and you are forever connected spiritually to those you love and care for. It is understandable that you may be saddened because you are physically apart from someone you dearly love. Alternatively, you may be saddened by a loved one's recent passing from the earth plane. Through this card, they are making their presence felt. I just felt somebody come in. They have not left you and will never leave you. They are forever with you in spirit. The bonds of love can never be broken. Huh. Feel and acknowledge their presence, for they are with you in spirit right now. I felt somebody come in just in the middle of reading that. So that's what I have for you, Joni. I hope that helps. So I'm going to let Serena come through with her show and then Catherine after her. So stay tuned for those lovely ladies. And I will see you all next week. I am so grateful for the great questions and the comments and having you all here with me. And your wonderful energy. Thank you so much for being here with me. Join me again next week, same time. Okay, you've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you all so much. Bye for now.